This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. We're also going to bombard you with a number of numbers.
Number of numbers.
The first one to talk on this radio program, 503-231-8187. That's to participate in this conversation. Very important. But even more important is this number.
Yeah.
877-500-5266. That is the number you call to become a member of KBOO.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You think?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sick. First of all, I have an announcement. I'm sick.
Okay.
Okay, that's the most important thing in the world at this time. The other important thing is that we should raise a lot of money because apparently others have raised money in the hour or two before us in significant amounts. So we're on the line here. Now, if we don't raise enough money, they're going to make us – I don't know. What can they do?
I really don't know.
Can't fire you. It's KBOO.
But at this point, Joe has very little in which to invest his sense of self-worth, and this is one of those things. So
Wait a minute. What did you just say?
Call today. Validate Joe's existence by becoming a member of KBOO. 877-500-5266.
But does that mean if people don't call, I do not exist?
That's right. You will fade away.
I think, therefore, I am. What? Yes? No.
So you become more and more transparent until finally you blow away in the wind.
I'll be another drone.
That's right. But you can put a stop to that tragic outcome.
Stop that outcome.
By picking up the phone and becoming a member of KBOO, 877-500-5266, if you want to become.
What was that number?
877-500-5266.
Oh.
Also, if you're online, you don't want to pick up the phone. You don't have to.
You don't have to. You don't even have to. We have to use a little button skill.
Yes. www.kboo.fm. Click on the tip jar. Fill out the online membership form. It's just that.
Do we say button skill or strokes?
I don't know.
This is an important question.
Drones. As I'm sure you're aware, drone warfare represents the bleeding edge of modern war making.
Yes. So cool.
To date, several thousand strikes have been carried out against enemy targets, a designation created by the Defense Department and the Central Intelligence Agency, we should note.
Yes.
Against enemy targets in such places as Iraq, as Iran, as Pakistan.
I don't think we've droned Iran, have we?
I believe we have. Well, we've done a lot of things in Iran that we haven't officially done.
It's hard to say, you know, like kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drones are also carrying out extensive surveillance operations at the United States southern border. In fact, if you visit our show page today, you can see a picture of a shiny new Customs Department drone.
Oh, is it like a helicopter drone or is it an airplane?
No, it looks like an airplane.
Fixed-wing drone?
Doesn't look like a helicopter.
Fixed-wing drone.
No. So this is an important issue for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that your tax dollars are at work.
Killing people.
Without due process.
Without a declaration of war.
Anonymously and sometimes seemingly at random. That's an important thing to consider.
Very.
Also, the implications on the table here are the possible violations of your Fourth Amendment rights, such as they are these days.
Yeah.
What's to stop the government from developing ever smaller, ever more camouflaged, ever more secretive drones to keep tabs on you and all your friends?
You know, they are capable of building drones that are the size of butterflies.
Is that right?
Yeah, they really are.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So you could have one, you know, you could have one in your garden.
You could.
Your own drone.
Yeah, you could have one on the wall listening to you.
Watching you all the time.
All right, there's several other reasons why this ought to be of concern to you, the KBOO listener.
You.
The good Portland area progressive.
That's you, who, by the way, should be giving us money at 877-500-5266.
A disturbing trend in United States foreign policy over the past decade or more, really, has been the increasing militarization of the Central Intelligence Agency. That agency has grown beyond its original mandate, which was to gather intelligence.
Spy. It was a spy agency.
A spy agency.
Yeah.
Set out into the world to gather information on the actions of various other states and non-state actors and bring them back and tell the president about them. That's what the CIA is for.
Well, but it has violated that mandate so many times.
Oh, many times.
I don't know.
The most modern manifestation of that violation is the adoption of a rather substantial drone warfare campaign by the Central Intelligence Agency.
Yeah, but there's good news, sort of, about what's going to happen with the drones.
There's been some talk recently about moving the
drone program.
We should say moving the CIA's drone program, because I suspect that's not the extent of our drone operations.
No.
Not even close.
No, in fact, the seven drones I have are on their own.
Right.
Okay.
Moving the CIA's drone program under the auspices of the Department of Defense, which I suppose is a slightly better situation if you're willing to ignore, you know, the killing of random innocents.
Well, you know, I mean, the whole everything in foreign policy right now is so weird. It used to be, you know, with the exception of the Mexican War, the War of 1812, and the murder of Native Americans, we hardly ever engage. Oh, and the Spanish-American War, we hardly ever engaged in wars of where we just felt like doing it. It always was necessary, like World War II.
Our entire westward expansion was.
Of course, World War I was like that. Never mind. My point is totally invalid.
The subjugation of the North American continent was one unending war.
In fact, when you look at the facts, the United States is a warlike nation who has engaged in war successfully to take over territory and enforce its economic and political policies throughout the world. So never mind. It's time to make you give money.
So
it is time to encourage you to join the KBOO family.
A voice from out of space.
You just
that
dropped
makes sense.
Right into the smallest opening in that conversation.
You know, I can find an entry point anywhere to encourage people to call 877-500-5266. Just like in every family, some families have a couple of weirdos in it every now and then. I'm not implying anything about what? But when I ask you to join the family, know that with the family comes all kind of interesting relatives.
Yeah, like Uncle Harry, who we really wonder about.
And we love these relatives, right? And we have the opportunity to pick our family today by becoming part of the KBOO family. And it's really easy to become part of the KBOO
family. How do you do that?
It is so easy. All we'd like you to do is to go to your phone and call 877-500-5266. In the next 50 minutes, we're going to raise $1,000 to support this radio station. 45 years old we are.
Really?
This year.
I don't think I'm that old.
Well, maybe not.
I'm just going to let that go.
Not going to go there.
Okay.
But I am going to encourage you, because this is one of the most lively programs on KBOO. Every Tuesday morning, I know for me, if I'm having a bad day, if my day is starting bad, I just tune in to Abe and Joe.
Because we're silly.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say your day started bad because you turned into Abe and Joe.
No. I tune in to you because I know I am going to get a smile on my face. I'm probably going to break out laughing.
But facts. We also have facts.
And you present facts in such an entertaining, informative way.
Right.
That we love you.
Just a minute. That was another. I got another drone.
And I want to thank Larry from Sheridan.
All right.
Larry.
And we want to thank Paulita of Forest Grove. We want to thank them both for renewing their membership. We really, really appreciate it. And I'm going to give you the number again.
Yes.
877-500-5266.
Can I just say 877-500-5266?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I want to say 877-500-5266.
Okay.
So Larry down in Sheridan, he must listen on one of our translators, right? Because our reach is long. Our arm is mighty. It reaches way down into the valley like that, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know about any arms and the valleys and stuff. I mean,
well,
really.
My point is,
are we getting anatomical about this station?
My point is
that
KBOO is enjoyed far beyond the boundaries of the Portland metro area.
I have friends who actually listen to it online in New England.
Oh, wow. I've got a relative in the Great Lakes who does so.
In the lakes?
Yes, he lives in
incredible.
One of the lakes.
Incredible.
That's right. He's hiding from drones, don't you see?
I see.
So the point is, even if you're outside of Portland, you can still become part of that KBOO family that Joanne was talking about with all of its glorious dysfunction. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. So if you're down at Sheridan, if you know Larry, jump on that bandwagon. If you're in Corvallis, if you're in Eugene, you know.
And you know why they call it Forest Grove, because it's the last grove of forest.
Right, the very last one?
Yeah, the very last one. Okay. look, folks, it is an exciting moment when you put your money where you're listening, where your ear is, and we need you to do that. We need you to do that because you need to have this station survive. There is no time, and it's always been true that there's a lot of time when the station has been desperately needed and been very helpful to moving the society into a more humane posture, but there is no time more serious, more grave than this. And this station is one of the places where you can go for accurate information, for great music, a little bit of humor, and in fact, where you can discover what the hell's going on.
All good things.
Yeah,
I would say.
Knowing is always better than not knowing. 877-500-5266.
All those things you just listed are worth $5 a month.
I would think so. Perhaps even 10 or 15 or 20.
Indeed. It's hard
depending
to quantify
on one's
such
depending
things,
on one's income.
Depending upon one's income. It's hard to quantify such things, but we can do that for you.
We can quantify it.
Yes, we can.
We can quantify it. Yes, we can quantify it. You know, really, folks, think about it. A generous contribution would be $1 a day. $1 a day. You think, $365. Come on. You blow $1 a day on, I don't know what.
Pinball.
Probably on video blow. Poker. Probably on blow they blow that. Never mind.
I think it'd be more than that.
877-500-5266. And the excitement you'll feel when you've made your contribution, how your heart will sing. And the songs it'll sing will be original and new, and you'll write them down, and you'll perform them, and you'll go on YouTube, and your life will be better.
That's right.
All because you contributed to KBOO at 877-500-5266. What about the drones?
What about the drones?
What about the drones?
So there's a number of reasons that you, as a good progressive, should be concerned about this.
Even if you're a bad progressive.
Even if you're a libertarian like Rand Paul, and we'll get to him in just a moment.
Rand Paul.
Senator from Kentucky.
Yes.
Yes.
And Randy.
Right. So this Randy. The technology around unmanned aerial vehicles, as the drone makers like to call them. They don't
unmanned
like us to
aerial
say
vehicles?
UAVs, they like us to say. They don't like us to say drone.
Science.
But drones, I like saying that better.
Drones.
This is booming right now. These things are becoming cheaper to make. They're becoming smaller. They're becoming more sophisticated. They're becoming more versatile.
Yeah, they build them in just across the river in across the Columbia in Washington.
They do. They build them here in Oregon too.
Yeah, they're making drones
everywhere.
We
had a couple of state legislators on a few weeks back.
That's right, talking about the
drones.
Talking
about this, and that was an interesting conversation because they pointed out that from a jobs perspective, and jobs are things that everyone needs. Especially these days.
Unless you're rich.
Yeah, these legislators were wanting to protect the nascent drone industry here in Oregon.
Wait, the nascent?
Yeah.
Okay.
But also, they were concerned about things like the Fourth Amendment and the prospective power of drones to violate that.
What is the Fourth Amendment?
The Fourth Amendment is the one that makes you safe from unreasonable searches and seizures. Also says that your property can't be taken away without due process of law.
You mean like in the Constitution, like the first?
Yeah, the Fourth
like the
Amendment,
Bill of Rights, Bill of Rights.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Oh!
Yes, and it's not. It's one of those amendments. It's not as substantial as it used to be, mostly because of two wars: the wars on drugs and the war on terror.
You know, whenever there's a war against an abstract concept or thing,
that's bad.
Bad. Just forget it. It'll never end.
It'll never end. Right. So. There's a number of reasons for you to be concerned about this. First, the ability to deliver weapons on people.
Well, and without any, I mean, you decide they have they meet in they actually the president on a regular basis meets with the drone masters. For short, the drone masters. And the drone masters and the president discuss who must die that week, and then they kill him. This is not, I'm not making this up. This is a fact.
Yeah, this is essentially true. There are thousands of documented drone strikes outside of our borders and probably many more that we don't yet know about.
Right.
So this this gives me pause. I'm not a proponent of armed conflict in general, but this in particular seems pernicious to me. If this is a way that the United States is trying to cultivate more allies around the world, it's not a very effective means of doing that.
People resent it.
Well, they do. Every kid who's has a relative who dies as collateral damage at some wedding that was the victim of a drone strike, that kid is going to grow up hating the United States of America.
Well, yeah, I mean, sure, but you know, any kid gathering firewood could be an enemy.
That's true. Firewood today, plastic explosives
exactly.
tomorrow. So there's that. There is the use of drones in warfare that I think ought to give all of us pause as members of a representative democracy.
Okay.
Yes. Secondly, there is the potential to violate the Fourth Amendment.
The Fourth Amendment, Schmorth Amendment, Constitution.
We are going to see.
I'm doing my Cheney imitation.
Right, right. We're going to see a dramatic expansion of the use of drones as surveillance.
For sure. Police departments, who are always addicted to more and more hardware, will soon everywhere, and some places already do, have drones. You can have a drone that just looks and listens. You can have a drone that looks, listens, and shoots.
You can have all these things.
You can have all that, and you can have it for a price considerably lower than a jet plane. 877-500-5266. Please give us some money now.
Thirdly, and this is what I want to hear from the listeners.
The
President of the United States has claimed the right to execute American citizens without due process of law.
We
know of at least two cases in which drones were the means of that execution.
But they were Muslims.
And
that's okay?
Yeah, they were Americans, and they were murdered.
Murdered, yes.
By the American government.
Yeah, well, one was the son of the other.
Without due process
of
law.
So, you know, like father, like son.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about money. What's up?
Well, let me tell you what's up. You know, I have to tell you that what's up is we have the opportunity to increase our members. And we have that opportunity because we're going to give a number, 877.
Wow. You know, I get emails about that all the time.
Do you?
Increasing members.
Here's an opportunity.
No. See, that's a guy thing, and we're not going there. 877-500-5266.
Is absolutely the right number to call.
Yes.
And the great news is that we only have $650 left to
raise. Only $650 to raise, and we have a mere...
We got 40 minutes to do it, and no problem. At all
Not
to make
at all.
That happen.
Not at all. Not
I
at
want
all.
To say thank you to Molly from Sandy.
I know Molly.
I bet you do.
Hi, Molly. I went to school with Molly at Reed College.
Well, you know, what I wanted to say is one of the things I love about your show is that you talk about some really serious issues. I mean, this drone thing really should have us all worried that... police departments can buy drones and set them up anywhere, and then they can program them to do things that we don't want people doing, much less machines doing.
Yeah.
And so I really appreciate the fact that you, Abe, and Joe really bring this information to the public's attention in a way that gets people to laugh, but also to think about the seriousness of what we're talking about.
Yes.
And so I want to thank you for that, and I want to encourage people to call 877-500-5266. I also want to let you know that Anna of Portland renewed and said she can't live without K-Boo. Also, she knows Joe and wants him to... Oh, call her. Ooh. To know she called. I see. Man,
this is a dating service. This is a whole other thing.
I changed that message around.
Hey, Joanne, we'll talk after the show.
Sorry, Rick, we're talking about this. This is another way to raise money. Let me tell you. 877-500-5266.
Anna, I'm not trying to cause any problems in your home. I'm sorry.
What about my home?
I
think
read
about
that wrong.
Other people. So.
Well, Joe, I think your wife knows who she married.
877-500-5266.
Or 877-500-5266. And as always, you can go to kboo.fm and become a member that way by clicking the tip jar. And we have a special poster.
A poster?
Going on online. A poster.
A poster.
And you can actually submit an entry If you have a poster design, you can submit it.
Yeah.
Every day before 3 p.m., someone will win that poster, and it will be a print-worthy poster.
Oh, so people design a poster for KABU.
Yes.
Submit it to KABU.
You got it.
And then other people can win it.
Yes. And then people will vote to find out which one they like the best, and that one will be coming the winner poster for that day.
That's This is kind of like a meta contest.
This is kind of a if you don't want to talk to people, you can go online and you can have your own spring membership drive there.
Really?
So how do you submit a design?
All the information is online at kboo.fm.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you just go there, all that info is right there, and it will tell you how to make that happen. But again, 877-500-5266. We've got about $500 left to raise.
Oh, let's do this. Let's just get this.
You know,
stuff.
Right. This is so easy for us to do because of the quality of the information and the programming, the handsomeness of the host.
I know.
The just esteem that we hold them in. I mean, it's like if you couldn't become a member at any other time, this is the time.
You know, I get my running shoes shined. I'm that beautiful.
Oh, well, and of course you press your sweats, I understand.
I always press my sweats.
Always, yes, I heard that. But 877-500-5266 will let us know that you are in this with us. Because I got to tell you, it's going to take all of us to stop the drones from expanding. It's going to take all of us to put pressure on our government to not kill American citizens or anybody else, that matter, from a machine that you have designed somewhere else to go and just kill people. Because machines can't make the decision about whether or not you're a man, a woman, a child, etc. So 877-500-5266 is your opportunity to join the family that's going to ensure that our government is held responsible.
Yeah, you know, a cannonball don't pay no mind if you're good or if you're kind.
Oh, that actually rhymes.
It does. And it comes from a folk song, which was very popular in the quasi pre-anti-war, anti-war movement of the late 50s, early 60s.
Oh.
So there. Take that.
Well, I want to thank you, gentlemen, for
another useless
that
piece
you
of information.
Do. No, all you do to make sure that KBOO listeners and our family understands what's going on in our community. You guys are a class act, and nobody's making me say that.
Well, you know,
nobody could make you say anything. I really, honestly,
I think we do this because we believe. We believe in the ability of a group of committed people to nudge civilization in the direction of enlightenment. That's really what we're doing here.
I don't believe in
that's
anything.
Really what we're doing here. That's really what this country is supposed to have been about since its inception. It hasn't always gone that direction, and it hasn't always gone smoothly. But as Dr. King says, the moral arc of history is long, and it bends towards justice.
Yeah.
And I like to think that at KABU, that all of us together are helping it towards justice.
And I'm cynical, and they shot him, and I want you to give money. 877-500-5266.
We have a phone call. Let's go to Harvey. Good morning.
Hi, Harv.
Oh, hi there. Yes, and I want to thank you for your great station, and it's more than worth the support from the community, because it is the community. Your station is a truly community-based station.
Yeah, and it's true, and I'm the cynical voice of the cynical part of this station.
All right. Well, I'd like to talk about the lighter part of drones.
Okay, light drones.
Okay. Well, you know.
Faster than the speed of? Okay, go ahead.
There's always a commercial advantage here. How about droneware? You know, if you Google the words invisible cloak, a number of groups have been working on invisible cloaks.
Oh, yeah, I was reading about this.
Yeah.
No, it's a physics feasible, I've read.
They can have an invisible umbrella, you know, that over your head so they can't see you. And so I think this will give rise to a whole new industry called droneware. And
also wear a tinfoil hat on your head.
Oh, you mean the drones don't see that or reflects off?
They don't.
No, you don't see the drones. That's all it does, really.
And the drones, in a sense, they're the first robots. You know, they're remotely controlled robots. So we are actually in the robotic age. We're dealing with deadly flying robots. And it's funny because I used to read about that in science fiction.
Right.
And here we are.
It's a little
we're
bit
in
surreal,
the robot age.
Well, what is hard to fully realize, and I'm really glad you brought that up, is that slowly and scarily, beginning after World War II, really, we have slipped into a world in which killing becomes surgical and seemingly bloodless, seemingly, because of course it isn't. And in fact, we have developed a pathological need for machines to do everything. And now we have machines which can, in fact, slaughter people from a distance. I mean, the guys who run the drones can be sitting in Nevada or someplace, you know?
That's right. We've turned life into a video game, because before, that's the way video games work. You sort of fly over things, and then you sort of aim your little gun at the targets. And now we have real things flying over us and guys sitting at machines aiming the guns at us. So they've turned life into a video game. And one of the things I don't like about drones is that they screw up the UFO stuff. You know, like I'm a UFO advocate, and you know, we're always wondering what it is up there. And now we have more to deal with. We don't, you know, it makes it tougher for the UFO people to figure out what's happening.
Yeah, but and you know what? The gods that be are throwing asteroids at us too.
Yes, and also there's an advantage for peeping toms. Now, you know, it used to be they would like sneak up to a window. Now they can do the second story, the third story, the fourth. I mean, there's so much choice for peeping toms with drones.
It's a new frontier for voyeurism, truly.
It is an invasion of privacy. Maybe it can be stopped on the Invasion of Privacy Act or something like that.
Well, that's what the Senate's been talking about, and that's what state legislatures like ours here in Oregon is talking about as well.
No, I think it is a real and legitimate concern. I think effectively, even if they don't directly kill, the fact that they can peer into your life is a violation of your privacy, violation of Fourth Amendment, and really potentially a violation of the First Amendment.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to stop droning on here.
Yeah. Oh!
Let you guys take over again. And thank you, KBOO, for you're a great station, and all the people involved.
And I want to actually thank people who patiently listen to us being silly about something very serious and contribute to this station, because, and this is the thing that everyone probably knows but cannot be emphasized often enough, this station exists solely on the contributions voluntarily of those who listen. That's
true.
What it is.
Yeah, that's really, you can't boil it down much more than that, can you?
And Phil Knight has not yet graced us with several $1 million if we will have a basketball show.
Nor has Paul Allen.
Nor has Paul Allen, the basketball guy.
Yeah, the basketball guy.
The basketball guy. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266.
Now, you just thank people for sitting through our silliness.
No, but I don't. Did I do that?
You did, yeah.
Oh, thanks for sitting through.
I think the silliness is good. I think a dose of humor can help process all of this
stuff. Makes the medicine go down?
It does make the medicine go down, because if you spend too much time ruminating on this stuff without leavening it with a nice slice of satire or sarcasm,
yes,
then you're just going to go crazy.
Did you know Julie Andrews worked very hard to change her image from the nice image of Sound of Music and Mary Poppins. And the way she did that was have her husband, I believe he was at the time, Blake Edwards, make a movie with her
SOB.
Where she bared her bosom, thereby ridding her of self.
And that's relevant to our discussion. How?
I don't know. Not at all. It's just stupid. I'm sorry. 877.
No, wait.
Well, but Julie Andrews' breasts were worth commenting on. I'm sorry. No, sexism. Bad, 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 bad. 877-500-5266.
Usually there's the barest of threads connecting our non sequiturs to our conversation, but that one's floating off on its own.
I believe I have a fever.
It's you and Julie Andrews floating in the nether.
Oh, would that it were so. All right, 877-500-5266.
Drones. Now, drones. As I mentioned, there's been some movement on the subject in recent times. That's why we're revisiting it. First of all, is the Senate's investigation of the topic as possible potential to violate the Fourth Amendment and our privacy in general.
Well, it's interesting. You know, that part of it is very interesting, because in a way, they can both thwart Obama, which is heavy-duty necessity of Republicans these days on anything. Mm-hmm. At the same time, they can secure our rights. How weird.
Yep, it is. How weird. And how weird also that the only real filibuster to happen in a long, long time was the crazy guy from Kentucky talking about drones and the possibility that they might invade our privacy and the possibility that the president might use them to kill you.
Really?
That was an actual filibuster.
An old
actually
fashioned
spoke
filibuster.
For 12 hours or something.
Yeah, it was like Mr. Smith went to Washington.
Well, sort of, only not as entertaining.
Not nearly as entertaining.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, there's not much upon which Rand Paul and I agree, but, you know, I'm glad to see a lawmaker actually agitate in favor of citizens' rights.
We also have to appreciate the fact that he is a lawmaker named after one of the dullest authors ever who became so popular, Ayn Rand, with her quasi-fascist neo-capitalist nonsense.
Indeed. So as we mentioned, the president has claimed the right to kill you.
Yes.
Without due process of law.
Yes.
That's something that ought to make every American citizen sit up.
Well, it makes me sit on the pot. It's scary.
It is, yes.
Very.
The other aspect of this that we're talking about is the militarization of our intelligence establishment, particularly the Central Intelligence Agency, and its rather large force of drones with which it has been killing people.
Yes.
Back in 2010, the American Civil Liberties Union filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the CIA asking to learn, quote, when, where, and against whom drone strikes can be authorized and how and whether the U.S. ensures compliance with international law restricting extrajudicial killings. So originally a district court sided with the CIA and said, well, we can't even admit that this program exists because to do so would compromise national security.
Yes.
So we can't talk about this thing that everyone knows exists.
You're droning on here.
Right, because if we talked about this thing that everybody knows about, then
that would be bad.
That would be bad.
They would compromise security.
It would,
yes. Even though everybody knows.
The first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
Right.
All right, so initially a district court said, yeah, CIA is right. Sorry, we're going to uphold their right to secrecy here.
Yes.
But a federal court recently said no. I'm afraid that you're going to have to be more forthcoming, CIA. And that's where things stand now. So there's some motion here. I know that most of you have become cynical about the ability of the federal government to safeguard our constitutionally sanctioned rights. But this is good. This is good if a federal court says the CIA has to tell people, first of all, that they are killing people extrajudicially and what their criteria are.
You know, we kid around, but this is the edge of vast technological authoritarian change in the way things are conducted in the world and in the United States.
Indeed. This is part and parcel with that new data sifting center they're building in Utah that we talked about a few months back on the show.
The giant data sifting center.
yes, this is an extension of the national security state that was erected during the two terms of the Bush administration, really whose underpinnings were there before, but which really came to fruition under the Bush administration and has only grown bigger and more entrenched under the Obama administration.
Yes, and Dick Cheney.
Him too. We have a phone call. Let's go to the phones. BJ, good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm here to try to get my drone going. I need someone to turn the prop while I get the magneto on it operating. But, hey, there it goes. Joe, you got it. Are you on it?
I'm on it. I'm not on it. I'm looking at it on my TV set.
What's on your mind?
Is a drone a big glorified model airplane?
Yes.
More or less.
But they are several different kinds, and they can stay up for a long, long time. They use very little fuel, and some of them are like helicopters, and some of them are like gliders, and some of them are like, you know, airplanes with props.
Yeah, I flew a helicopter a while. Very dangerous. Things went wrong all the time.
They always do wrong, and it takes coordination of hand and eye and foot.
Oh, yeah, I was pretty young then. And the guys on the ground never... I remember pushing them off with the tractor off the deck of the CB-64 aircraft carrier into the ocean, and they were never flown because the engines were burned out because there was no oil and the hydraulics was not put in by the A&Es. That's the ground mechanic group.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not to say they weren't good people, but to say there was so much going on at once that no one could remember.
So you you actually saw action in the Pacific during the Vietnam
yeah,
War?
Yeah, I was there, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, now I'm dealing with all kinds of issues from there.
Okay.
So we're mentally processed. You know, I don't have anything to add to why we keep doing wars. I think there have been 46 wars since I've been alive, and I'm still a 39-year-old kid.
Wow.
Well, hang on. We'll get you
in a war every year.
Listen, we want to give some others an opportunity.
Right. God bless you, and I'm going to put more
Yeah, more money. That's good. Money is always good.
Thanks, hey, thanks, sir.
All right.
Bye, sir.
We're also taking your email, joeandabe@yahoo.com. John writes in to ask, I have to ask the obvious, are you going to drone on all morning? Yes,
yes,
John.
We will
and
drone on.
I am
on.
Imposing a pun penalty of a $20 KBOO membership. So pick up the phone, call 877-500-5266.
Wow.
That fee will escalate with every minute that goes by.
Okay, wait a minute. No, I just want to make this clear. Is the number 877-500-5266 or is it 877-500-5266?
It is both of those numbers.
It's both those numbers.
Yep. That's right.
How can a thing be in two different places at the same time? Physics!
All right, coming up this morning on KBOO, in addition to our fundraising efforts, which will go on all day long.
No, but don't miss it. It's important. And if you haven't, I seriously, if you have not made a significant, and I mean significant, contribution to the station, realize the impact and the impending crises over which you will have even less power if you don't get informed by KBOO.
That's right.
That was twisty, wasn't it?
It was sort of twisty.
It was a little twisty.
Well, here's another thing to consider.
Yeah.
One of the marvels of the information age is that you, with your money, can be very selective about the media sources that you support.
Yeah, that is a change.
That is a change, sort of. But KBOO has always been thus.
See, I remember I had a four-bay antenna living out in Fallbrook, California, and we could get one station.
Really?
Yeah.
TV. Yeah, things have changed.
Black and white.
Quite
a bit. It was good.
But see, KBOO has been one of those media sources for 45 years.
45
You've been
years.
Able to selectively support community media that tells you the truth and tells it like it is for 45 years.
And consequently, we now have socialism.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Comrades,
eight,
please
five.
Make your mandatory contribution
eight,
by picking up the phone.
877-500-5266.
I don't know what Abe and Joe are talking about. There is no mandatory
membership is mandatory.
No, it's not.
You will obey.
No, we are part of a community. And
you will
if
make
we
a-
believe community media is important,
yes.
You will join me and call 877-500-5266. We've gone a long way. We've only got $400 left to raise.
Oh, come on, people. We want to get done with this.
You will contribute and you will like it. Yeah, you will like it.
And we want to thank Evelyn, who renewed. She's from Portland. And Portland has really been in
Evelyn.
The house this morning. They have been consistently calling to renew. And it's fascinating because we know that there are people listening just all over the planet. And we want to encourage them to call 877-500-5266 and join your community radio station.
And you can do it online so you don't even have to involve the phone.
This is true, but we've got some wonderful volunteers that would really, you know, be sad if they didn't get your call and they didn't get to thank you directly.
In fact, we have therapists standing by. It's that serious.
It's 877-500-5266. But if you'd like to participate in the poster campaign, that is online at kboo.fm. I understand you can submit an entry before 3. Each day, someone wins a brand new print of today's winning poster.
Oh, I thought you could say each day someone wins a new Chevrolet or something.
No. We are not that kind of station. But one day, with community member support, we might be able to have a thank you gift of a card. But today, our thank you gifts are much more modest.
Much more modest.
But if you call 877-500-5266. Our fabulous volunteers will let you know the slew of opportunities available to you. So just think about a $60 yearly membership fee works out to 16 cents a day.
Is that all, really?
Really? 16
wow.
cents a day. It's $1.12 a week.
Gee, wow. Come on. Folks.
That wouldn't be a big stretch for most of us.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to encourage you to pick up the phone and call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm. But whichever way you do it, join us. Become a member of KBOO. Today's the day to do it. Today's the day it will make a difference.
And I have to add something that when we do the kind of public affairs programming that we do and the information that we give when we do news service, we tend not to pay attention to the fact we have the best music programming, seriously, the best music programming in the region of all kinds. And it's really rich and it's really wonderful and it's really helpful. And it really can only exist with your support. 877-500-5266.
Joe does not exaggerate. Just the diversity of music alone is staggering. I don't think you're going to find a better slate of music programming on the West Coast, if not in the entire nation.
Well, I agree.
Yeah.
Actually, this is something I'm really hardcore on.
Everything from jazz to a couple really great hip-hop shows to a show featuring local bands.
Yeah.
Yiddish music.
Persian music.
It goes on and on. The Grateful Dead.
Dead who will not die.
Yeah, speaking of on and on.
Yeah, really.
All right, coming up this morning on KBOO at 9 on alternative radio, award-winning journalist Chris Hedges. I love that guy.
God, he's good.
Speaks on corporate coup d'etat. At 10, here at Air Cascadia in headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints featuring a look at the hunger strike at Guantanamo Bay. I didn't know there was a hunger strike.
There is
going
a hunger strike, and more and more of the prisoners are joining it.
Wow.
This is really real.
And so it's almost as if our country's actions have consequences in the world.
It's like that. And people get mad.
Wow. Also on Flashpoints, a look at how workers are being abused in Jordan. And at 11, it's a special membership drive of Stage and Studio featuring Portland Center Stage. All this and more coming up today on your community-supported radio station, KBOO.
But only if we can keep going, and only you can make that happen by contributing to the station. The easiest way to do it right now is to make a phone call, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266.
I've often thought about
drones.
Drones. I have often thought about drones.
I dream drones.
Yeah. So,
you know, some other countries have drones. Israel has drones.
A lot of countries have drones.
Mexico has drones.
Yeah,
those drones might come here. You know, it's a quid pro quo tit for tat, you know, thing.
Drone pro drone.
Israel is the second largest producer of drones.
I did not know that.
I did not know that until it was whispered in my ear.
I've got to think for somebody like a president of the United States or another head
somebody
of state.
Like a president of the United States.
Yes, who has this at his or her disposal.
Yes.
This has got to be a sort of darkly seductive sort of thing, right?
Sure, drones. The power.
The power, right.
You just say, do it.
So here you are.
Children die.
Here you are, the front man for a multi-billion dollar, ongoing, never-ending war on terror. Your corporate donors are hounding you to continue to prosecute this war on terror.
Yeah.
Your defense establishment and intelligence establishments are hounding you to continue this war on terror.
Of course.
And here at your disposal,
jobs.
Right, is the ability to, kill people without putting any American citizens in danger.
It's so surgically clean.
It is so surgically, how seductive.
Really, except you notice that a lot of times the drones hit somebody and they kill several other people. Weird.
Yeah, imagine that. So the very fact that we are able to conduct this sort of warfare these days is to have in place a tool that plays upon a head of state's biggest weakness.
Which is?
Which is the desire to wage war without paying any consequences in terms of one's own citizens.
Well, and it is, you know, to be fair, it's good that there are checks and balances on the president, and currently they're being abused, but it's good because, you know, that ego force can really, really look at Richard Nixon.
Yeah, indeed.
I give you, ladies and gentlemen, Richard Nixon. He was president, and those of you very young, a while back. 877-500-5266.
Yeah, I think that the existence of drone warfare is an untenable thing. It is just too much of a temptation. It is too politically alluring for a president to resist.
I have been thinking about getting, you know, you can buy drone kits.
Can you?
Yeah, you actually can. I've been thinking about getting some drones.
What are you going to use your drone for?
Oh, I don't know. I have some friends and I have some enemies, you know. I can reward my friends and punish my enemies with a drone.
And spy on your neighbors.
Yeah, and spy on my neighbors, some of whom are very attractive. 877-500-5266.
All from the comfort of your computer desk.
Yes.
At home.
You have to use your computer. It's true. You can use your iPhone to control a drone.
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, my goodness.
503-231-8187 is the number to call if you want to speak on this program. I'd like to hear from somebody who supports the drone program.
Yeah,
if
that's
there
a
any
challenge
out there.
I mean, there probably are, and I think they should call us.
I mean,
65% of Americans support drones.
Yes, 65% of Americans support drones.
Steve knows everything.
But, interestingly, a majority opposes their use within the United States.
Yeah, well, you know.
There's a contradiction that bears examining, don't you think?
Well, I don't know.
The argument could be made that there are people out there who want to do harm to the United States, you know, fly buildings, planes into buildings and stuff.
Well, that's manifest.
Might be a way to stop those people.
Maybe.
I don't happen to subscribe to that line of thinking, but I'm sure there are people out there who
do. I think for every hit we make on people with a drone or other source, we create 7 or 8 new enemies. 877-500-5266.
But you're fighting a war without end. Don't you need more enemies?
When you're fighting a war without end, you should call it the Dick Cheney International Jobs Program.
In fact, yes, Joe, yes. In fact, does our drone program not ensure that the glorious struggle will continue without end forever and ever? Amen.
Amen. And yes, and it does have a certain reek of Sovietism.
Yeah.
Let's suggest the drone program is really a Soviet plot, even though there's no more Soviet Union. 877-500-5266. You give money, we give you programming, and it's really a good arrangement.
Did you just imply a plot by a nation that doesn't exist anymore?
Yes.
Okay.
I did. I suggested that there really still is, in a parallel universe somewhere, a Soviet Union run by a guy named Putin. Okay. Sorry about that. 877-500-5266.
All right, we talked about a majority of Americans supporting the use of drones to kill foreign targets, or one must assume American targets abroad.
Yeah.
But a pretty large majority shows, a new poll by Gallup shows, that 66% of respondents do not believe drone strikes should be used against suspected terrorists within the United States.
Well, see, you know, but that's just a narrow. I mean, that's just 2/3, you know. I mean, come on, we know there's enemies. We know that. So let's remember that there's enemies and then there's friends, and we are the friends, and you want to give us money, 877-500-5266.
And we want to thank Dave from Vancouver.
Hey, Dave. Dave!
He renewed his membership. And we now have less than $300 to raise.
Oh, my goodness.
In the next 11 minutes.
11
but
minutes, okay.
I have no doubt that there are people that are ready now to go to their phones and dial 877-500-5266. The number again, 877-500-5266.
Or Abe and I could sing Sweet Adeline.
Only if you don't want people to call.
Right.
And in fact, please call quickly, because if they start singing, it's gonna turn our morning.
Bad. It's bad.
See,
it's
I don't
bad.
Even know that song.
877.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
500-5266. All joking aside, this is an important opportunity that you have to join us in making sure that KBOO has another 45 years of providing you the best of talk radio, the best of music, the best of special programming. Nowhere else would you get the combination of expertise that you get here. And most of the people in the building are volunteers. So you joining us by calling 877-500-5266 allows us to continue to do what you have come to expect.
Well, Joanne, yes. What is the deal? Aren't you being paid to beg for money?
I am never paid when you hear my voice at KBOO.
Wait a minute. Am I not being paid?
You also are
checks
not
mail,
being
though.
Paid.
Oh, checks no. in the mail.
Actually, what you're being paid in is an appreciation, kindness, and the ability to work with other fabulous volunteers.
I'm notoriously bad at working with others. 877-500-5266.
So, but in all your years here, you have learned to adapt.
Well,
you
I
have.
Just, I just, as you know, keep my mouth shut.
That's right.
That's like I never laugh.
Hey, Joanne, I understand we're also prepared to bribe people with things like T-shirts and other swag.
We have all kind of opportunities to say thank you.
Not bribes.
No,
oh, I'm sorry.
No, no.
Sorry?
I mean, you know, the advertisers bribe, right? Because
right.
if you had an advertiser, they'd pay, you know, $10,000 and then you get to talk about how wonderful the soap is.
Well, you mean we don't have any advertisers?
What we have, you are our best advertiser, Joe. You and Abe and all the public affairs programming. Amy Goodman was absolutely wonderful encouraging people this morning to give. That's who we are. That's our community. And to join our community, you don't even need a membership card. We'll give you one, but you don't need one to join. All we want you to do is to call us at 877-500-5266. We've got coffee mugs. We've got T-shirts. We've got the vintage True Vine T-shirt. We've got a 2013 Portland Chinook book. We have a one-year subscription to Yes Magazine.
Yes!
We have... all these opportunities to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you
until you become a member.
Really?
So let me tell you something that surprised me. Do you know a $1,000 contribution is only $2.74 a day?
That surprised you?
That surprised me.
You're math challenged.
Well, only if I had $1,000 would I be math challenged.
Good point.
$19.18 is what that is a week. And we know people have different levels of comfort. We want you to stretch just a little bit and give us a call at 877-500-5266.
Excuse me, is that number 877-500-5266?
That is exactly what it is. And, you know, you may have been thinking, I'm going to call and I'm going to make a $60 membership pledge for the next year. I want to encourage you to boost that. Can you make a $120 pledge for the next year? I know that may be a stretch, but could you do it? If you can, give us a call at 877-500-5266.
And if you can't, we'll take the $60.
That's
and
right.
if you can't, we'll take the $60. And quite frankly, some people may, you know, not have $60. You could give us $20. $20 is our minimum membership. And we will take that gladly. But we also know that we have a lot of listeners that actually use our resources and they suck in our resources, but they don't actually take the next step, which is to become a member. And so today we want to encourage you to become a member. 877-500-5266. Our volunteers are really busy, but they want to hear from you.
You know, it's really important. We kid a lot and so on. But the fact of the matter is that this station has taken a leadership role in so many good and virtuous causes in the region and in the nation and in the world. And this station, without this station, you may not realize it, but you would really be missing something wonderful.
And this is a way for you to vote with your dollars. This is really about showing appreciation and support. Is it worth it for you to hear news and commentary like this show, like the Joe and Abe show, like Joanne's show, like the other wonderful talk shows every morning on KBOO? Is it worth it for you to hear the hard-hitting journalism of Amy Goodman twice a day? I think that it is. I think that's worth $5 a week.
Chris Hedges, wonderful stuff.
Yeah, it's really worthwhile. I bet that the amount of money that it would take for you to become a member of KBOO is far less than the amount that many of you spend on cable TV every month. And think about the intellectual black hole that is. This is much more bang for your buck, telling you.
Well, I like the one with Spartacus. That's a blood, sand, and naked ladies.
Right, but that aside.
Heads cut off?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, the rest is crap.
That's important stuff.
Yeah, yeah. This is a better deal. Trust me on this one.
It is a better deal, and it actually challenges you to think and to be aware and to engage in the many, many serious issues of our society. And for relaxation, you got the great music. Don't miss this opportunity. 877-500-5266.
As Joanne was mentioning, we've got T-shirts, we've got coffee mugs, we've got all kinds of stuff. And we've also got stickers. You know what I like seeing all around town? KBOO stickers. They're everywhere.
We have stickers?
Yeah. If you just, you know, if you think about it, then you'll start noticing them everywhere. They're on bike helmets, they're on bicycles, they're on cars.
Kind of like the Christian fundamentalists in the phone booths.
Binders, they're everywhere. Right, exactly. Like little plastic Jesuses on dashboards. They are everywhere.
You know, if you have a plastic Jesus on your dashboard, you can never have an accident.
Yeah, it works.
It works. It's been proven by
science. I saw a Honda last week with about 5 or 6 KBOO stickers on it, end to end to end, dating back, must have been a good 20 years worth of KBOO stickers.
I bet it was going like 300 miles an hour.
It totally was.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the sort of thing that demonstrates the depth of community that this radio station represents. 45 years we've been doing this.
I can't believe
45
it.
45 years we have been part of the living, breathing heart of this
city. It's been around longer than I've been alive.
No, it hasn't. Oh. But it's been around a long time.
877-500.
It's been around longer than I've been alive.
Really? Yes. 877-500-5266.
If you want to make a pledge online, you can do that too. www.kboo.fm. Click on the tip jar. It's easy. It's fast.
It's fun.
It's painless.
No, I go further. It's fun.
It's fun. It is fun.
You'll feel very virtuous. You'll notice that your friends will be more friendly and intelligent. You'll notice that your family will be more cooperative.
That's right.
You'll notice that the world will be better.
That people of all genders will find you more attractive.
Yes, all genders will find you.
All genders will find you more attractive.
877-500-5266.
It's also worth pointing out that there are a number of enlightened businesses all over this region who also support KBOO.
And if you get a card, some of them will give you a discount.
Indeed, if you show your membership card, they will give you a break on the goods and services that they provide. This is their lifeblood, their livelihood, but because they too are part of this community and because they too support this radio station, they're actually willing to give you a break because of that common interest. That, ladies and gentlemen, is community. And that's why you should become a part of that community by picking up the phone and dialing 877-500-5266. Come on now!
877-500-5266. Let your fingers do the walking and your bank do the talking.
Or something.
Or something like that. Yes,
that's right.
Some idea like that. 877-500-5266.
877-500-5266. If you want to come in person, we'll take your money that way. 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. I'm Abe. That's Joe.
I'm Joe.
Everybody, for your support of this show, of this station, of this community. You are what makes us go.
It's come through a hole in the air from those Nats in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes.
Hey, what's up, Portland? We're Fishbowl from Tri-Cities, Washington. And we hope you'll tune in to KBOO Portland on Saturday night, March 30th at midnight, to hear us play live in the studio. That's kboo.fm/listen. We'll be joined by Ross Elijah and Roots Train Sounds, as well as Santino Cadiz, also live. Yeah, KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM.
Have you heard about the Melting Pot Silent Mobile Dance Parties?
Silent dance? Doesn't sound very fun.
Actually, it's a lot of fun. Picture 200 people dancing with headphones to the same music. The Melting Pot radio show will have a series of silent dance parties from 8 to 10 p.m. Tuesdays in Portland parks and public spaces. That's Tuesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. For more information and this week's location, go to kboo.fm/silent dance parties.
Good morning. You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 9 o'clock. Here's what's coming up this morning on KBOO. First on alternative radio, award-winning journalist Chris Hedges speaks on corporate coup d'etat. At 10, hear Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, featuring a look at the hunger strike at Guantanamo Bay and a look at how workers are being abused in Jordan. And at 11, it's a special membership drive of Stage and Studio, featuring Portland Center Stage. Now let's go to alternative radio.
And one of the critiques of the Occupy movement from, you know, all the courtiers on the airwaves was, what are their demands? They don't have any demands. Well, they had a very clear demand, and that is we want to reverse the corporate coup d'etat and take back for the citizenry the power that has been wrested from our hands by corporations. But that was, of course, a message that Wall Street and its minions could never hear.
That's Chris Hedges, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Chris Hedges, Corporate Coup d'Etat. Corporations constitute the most powerful force in society. Their influence has seeped into our classrooms, our newsrooms, our entertainment systems, our consciousness, and crucially, into our politics. Big money buys access to lawmakers. For sheer arrogance, perhaps Goldman Sachs, the Wall Street investment giant, takes the cake. Its CEO, Lloyd Blankfein, blithely advises citizens that they will have to lower their expectations when it comes to Social Security, which he calls an entitlement. Goldman Sachs made $5.6 billion in profits last year, yet it secured tax breaks for its fancy new headquarters in New York, as well as tax-free bonuses for its top executives. Corporations reign supreme, while most people are simply caught in the rain and are getting soaked. Because of the fiscal cliff deal, the average worker this year will take home about $1,000 less. Our guest today is Chris Hedges. He's an award-winning journalist who has covered wars in the Balkans, the Middle East, and Central America. He writes a weekly column for truthdig.org and is a senior fellow at the Nation Institute. He's the author of many books, including War is a Force That Gives Us Meaning, American Fascists, and with Joe Sacco, Days of Destruction, Days of Revolt. He spoke at Town Hall in Seattle. He begins by talking about his book with Joe Sacco. And now, Chris Hedges.
This book had its genesis in the last two books that I wrote, Empire of Illusion, The End of Literacy, and The Triumph of Spectacle, which was a look at how we have been effectively unplugged from the reality around us. I think we're probably the most illusioned society on the planet. The mantra that reality is never an impediment to what we want, which is fed to us across the political and cultural spectrum, whether that's Oprah or the Christian right or positive psychology or self-help gurus or Hollywood. And of course, it's a form not only of magical thinking, but infantilism. It essentially creates a population that never grows up. And as that gap opens up between the illusion of who we think we are and where we think we're headed and the reality, when that gap